Welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew 24, verse 19 to 22. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I was talking honestly with someone, and I said that if I had my way, I wouldn't bring a child into this world. And the person was like, oh, why? I said, you see, when you study the Bible and you begin to understand the times, you will have a different perspective to life and to the world. We are entering a very difficult phase in our lives and in our time that if you observe today, the summary of the persecution in the world is against Christians and the Jews. Christians are being slaughtered. When did you see a video of any group of people outside of Christians that are slaughtered on account of their faith? When did you see any group of people? Christians, Jews, Christian, Jews, because those are the two groups of people that are related to Christ. And so the persecution is increasing. And as I was studying the Bible and had an idea of what is to come, I asked myself, should I bring a child into this world? I'm just being sincere. That was the way I was thinking. And before I get married and have a child, I actually had to almost like have some form of agreement with God. And I said, Lord, if you give me a child into this world, you have to promise me just one thing, that child is going to end up with Jesus. I just needed that assurance. Otherwise, honestly, in my opinion, it doesn't look like it's worth it for me. You know, that was the perspective I had, and I still hold it now. But I want to show you something Jesus himself said in the Bible. Look at what he said in verse 19. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Imagine that in the days of persecution, you have a child. You know, one of the things that can unsettle a parent is to see your child being killed and being killed mercilessly, or for your children to watch you being killed. It becomes even extremely painful. Imagine what happened in the days of Herod when he missed the birth of Jesus and he ordered that every child 2 years and below must be killed. So imagine as a mother, you just had a child 2 days ago and you are trying to breastfeed that child. People are helping you to boil water. People have come to rejoice with you. And then a soldier walked in. No argument that is, you know, brutally, and takes the child, stab the child, pieces the liver, the kidney, everything right in front of you, and dump the dead body in your hand. Imagine the trauma that had happened. It's not like it's a futuristic thing. It has happened. And more, worse than that, are still going to happen. I'm not saying this to scare us. And this is just what is contained in the scriptures. This is the truth. We can't bury our head as if it is not there. And Jesus said, it is because of the elect that those days will be shortened. Who are the elect? Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why all of this, oh, rapture will take place on this so date. No, it has not happened. People are just deceiving themselves. We are going to go through tribulations. It's getting tougher and tougher. Go and check it. Nations where they used to be Christians are now majorly Muslims. Iraq is an example. Lebanon is an example. Syria is an example. Go and check it. Gradually, even where they have Christians, maybe 60%, other religion 40%. In our lifetime, you will see other religion become majority. Christians are being persecuted everywhere now, are being killed everywhere. And just for you to get the context, did you know that in September 2025, the President of the United States, speaking at the UN General Assembly, said openly that Christians are being slaughtered around the world, that leaders must rise up to protect Christians. That is US President confirming it, because they have information. You know, a lot of Christians don't even know what is happening. A sister just told me shortly before this that because she posted about a Christian that was killed, that people had offended her. And they said, oh, why will you post about this person? You should be posting about Gaza. And they unfriended her. Go and check. Those are supposed Christians themselves. There is an increased hatred for God's children. What this calls for is that we take our faith serious. If you want to die, at least die in Christ. Don't die in religion. Don't die in an assumption that you are in Christ only to have died in vain. Don't identify with Christianity, but you are not in Christ. Because the people on the other side do not know the difference. Don't die for nothing. If you are not sure that you are in Christ, today is another day for you to become sure. Today is another day for you to repent, believe in the Lord Jesus, and be baptized, and you shall be saved. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Look at what Jesus said. He said, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Did you know recently that China had banned preaching online? Not just physical preaching now, preaching online. A governor in one of the north central states in Nigeria has asked every preacher to submit their sermon for approval. This is 2025. I'm not saying something that is going to happen in the future. I'm telling you something that we are already experiencing. Some people are already living in it. And yet, you still see believers. They gather together in large numbers, praying for enemies to die, praying for bread. When are we going to wake up? Do you want such days to meet you unprepared? Can't you see the handwriting on the walls? You know, every time I pick my child in school, I cannot but keep praying and say, Lord, show mercy. I look at those children and say, Lord, I don't know what will happen to this generation. I don't know the evil they are going to be confronted with. I don't know what generation that will give their head for Jesus. Did you know that the saint in heaven, when they cry to God, and said, when will you avenge us? He said, relax, wait, until your brethren who are going to be beheaded as you are complete. It is not an event that prayer can change. We can only stay faithful in Jesus and continuously depend on his mercy. Depend on his mercy. And say, Lord, have mercy on us. But at least be absolutely sure that you are in Christ. That is the whole essence of this. That's why I'm saying this. Ensure your children, as much as they lie within you, are in Christ. Be absolutely sure that you are in Christ. And I pray that God will keep you. He will protect you. And he has assured us we will not be tempted above that which we can bear. The Lord will keep you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.